Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, let's be honest for a second. When you are selling to somebody, when most people sell to somebody, they build what's called a customer profile. But most customer profiles are garbage. Most avatars are garbage. What usually happens is there is an agonizingly detailed spreadsheet full of age ranges, income brackets, favorite brunch spots, you name it. They make us feel productive, but they don't get us any closer to understanding who we as business owners and entrepreneurs, who we are built to serve. Why? Because buying decisions aren't driven by logic. They're driven by primal, messy, often irrational, highly emotional pain points, and then they are backed up and reinforced with logic. Think of it like this. A 35-year-old single woman in New York City making $120,000 a year might seem like an obvious customer for a high-end meal service, but she hates cooking, has no time, and just wants healthy food without thinking. Demographics miss the core problem she needs solved. Here's another example. A cash-strapped college student might be desperate for a tool to improve his grades, but if that tool's complicated and has a steep learning curve, it's useless. Here, use, ease of use, trumps affordability. So, how do you dig deeper? How do you uncover the raw emotional needs that truly motivate people to open their wallet? First thing you got to do, stop selling, start listening. Every customer interaction is a gold mine of pain points. Forget the pitch for a minute. What keeps your existing customers up at night? What are they actually frustrated by? Here's some great questions to ask if you're interacting with a customer. What led you to start looking for a solution like ours? Can you walk me through the situation that finally convinced you to try us? If you could wave a magic wand and fix one thing about pick a problem area, what would it be? What got you to jump on this Zoom call today? The second thing you got to do is you got to lurk where your customers live online, not in person. Don't get creepy. So think Reddit threads, niche Facebook groups, competitor reviews, forums, wherever your target audience is venting, that's where the insights are. What language do they use? What solutions work for them and what doesn't? The third thing you got to do is you got to embrace the jobs to be done mindset. The jobs to be done framework flips traditional marketing on its head. Instead of focusing on who your customer is, consider what job they're hiring your product or service to do. For example, a fancy gym doesn't sell fitness, it sells status, community, and a sense of accomplishment. So what I'm telling you is that you're going to shelve demographics for a second because your perfect customers are screaming in pain. And we've established that pain points are where real customer understanding magic happens. But how do you turn those messy insights into actionable profiles? Okay, well, here's where things start to get fun. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to give your pain points a personality, or you're going to give your customers' pain points a personality. So imagine your ideal customer is a real person with a name and a face and a backstory. So let's call her Frustrated Fran, okay? Fran's pain. She spends hours every week on tedious, repetitive tasks that drain her energy and prevent her from focusing on high-value work. Fran's desire is that she craves simplicity, a way to streamline her workflow so she feels productive and in control of her time. The more detailed you go with Fran's struggles, the clearer your ideal customer becomes, and the easier it'll be to spot her in the wild. The second thing you got to do is you got to identify patterns and priorities. Not all pain points are created equal. Some are urgent, aka my house is on fire, while others are nagging, aka my haircut needs a refresh. Your goal is to find the problems that are deeply felt because they cause real stress and frustration, frequent because they pop up regularly, not just once in a blue moon, and underserved. Existing solutions are either lacking or inaccessible. These are your goldmine opportunities. And then the third step you got to take is you have to get specific about the before and the after. This is where your product or service becomes the hero. Paint a vivid picture of how you transformed frustrated Fran's world. Before, Fran feels overwhelmed, scattered, like she's constantly playing catch up. After, Fran feels calm, focused, empowered to tackle the work that truly matters. The more compelling this after, air quotes, after state is, the more irresistible your offer is going to be. A bonus tip, don't ignore the emotional payoff. People don't just buy solutions, they buy feelings. Does your product make Fran feel more confident, in control, validated? Weave those emotional benefits into your profile. Now, let's get real. We figured out how to do this super deep dive into your ideal customer, but it's not just for fun. It's about creating marketing that connects on a gut level with your customer. So how do you use your shiny new customer profiles to do this? First, you want to ditch the feature dump, speak to the pain. Remember, people don't buy drills, they buy holes. Stop listing what your product does and start hammering home how it solves your ideal customer's most burning problems. What is a bad example of a marketing message? Our software has advanced task automation capabilities. What is an example of a good marketing message? Stop wasting hours on mindless work. Regain your sanity with effortless automation. You see the difference? You also want to use your customer's own language. So remember those online forums that you lurked? Mine them for gold. The exact words and phrases your target audience uses to describe their pain points are the most powerful weapons in your copywriting and marketing arsenal. You also want to focus on transformation, not just transactions. So your marketing shouldn't just promote a product, it should sell the dream outcome. Show frustrated Fran in all her post-solution glory, calm, collected, crushing her goals. And then lastly, you want to test, iterate, and refine. Customer profiling is an ongoing process. Pay attention to what messaging resonates and what doesn't. Sometimes the most surprising insights come from what you think should work, but flops spectacularly. Remember, at the end of the day, you're going to start with an educated thesis, but you iterate from there. Just a final thought, in a world overflowing with noise, empathy as a business owner and as an entrepreneur is your superpower. The deeper you understand your ideal customer's struggles, the more likely you are to create solutions they truly care about and crave, and marketing that speaks directly to their hearts. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.